Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
This Sunday night, Sioux City, Iowa, the Orpheum Theater, two shows, 7 and 9:30. I'm sure there's some tickets available because that's why we're plugging it here. But Friday, February 4th in Wichita, you're sold out for this man.
Yep. More dates, more ticket info, Bert.com. And Bert Kreischer joining us.
Hey, Bert.
Hey,
what's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right, man. Good.
How you been?
You sound a little rough right there. You're just waking up, obviously.
Oh man, I am rough. I've been on the road for a week. I'm in Austin. We rented out a movie theater last night and watched James Bond. Me and Segura.
Oh, you? Well, just you two?
Or did you bring some friends?
Yeah. Yeah, just me and him.
Oh, nice. Just out of curiosity, what does that cost you?
$150.
No, not bad.
That's not bad.
You got $100.
Not bad at all.
Between you and Segura, you got that cash. So it was like two bears watching a movie, basically. that was called?
Two bears. And you could just talk throughout it. It's funny because
that's true.
They were supposed to release that movie in April of 2020,
right.
And it was like right after the coronavirus.
Right.
And the whole movie's about releasing a virus into the United States.
Oh, it is. Nice. I haven't seen it yet.
Hey, Bert, $150, does that get you a beer or something?
Oh, we drank through the entire movie. They served us alcohol, too.
Okay. Right, cool. So there's no Sober October for Bert this year.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no. No, no, no. We put the nail in that coffin last week.
Well, you did a lot of sober stuff during COVID, so you just pretty much put that behind you, right?
Oh, yeah. I was sober most of COVID. But we did Rogan. Rogan and I did his podcast, and that was a scary event. We did Rogan's podcast. I blacked out. I don't remember any of it. And then the next day they put it up, and then Spotify pulled it down. And I was like, uh-oh, what did I say?
What were you doing, spreading misinformation?
No, that's Rogan.
Oh, that's...
I might have said the United States created COVID in a laboratory. I don't know.
Yeah, you were drunk.
Sure.
You blamed it on the United States even, not even China.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Well, you picked the right vehicle.
Hey, Bert,
I might have said it was the CIA.
Speaking of movies, when are we going to see your movie?
Oh, dude, I was so pumped watching that movie last night, and I was like, wait, I'm going to be in a movie. I'm going to be in a trailer. And then Segura and I are, talk about it.
Okay.
The whole time we were like, hey, we need to cast women that we can make out with. And so we were just going through all the actresses.
Also, you can't come out with that. You and Bert got a movie? Are you going to start writing or planning or what?
Segura.
I mean, you and Segura, sorry.
Yeah, I can't talk about it, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, when you can talk about it.
Right. When it's green lighted, you can tell us. Is it green lighted?
I will. You'll be the first people we call, I promise.
Okay. When is The Machine coming out then?
I don't know. We have our first screening next week in Burbank for like strangers.
Okay.
And then I think it has to be wrapped. Like we're officially wrapped in January.
Have you seen it?
So anytime after January.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Now, can you sit and watch it, you know, and from a third person point of view and say this is funny, or can you not?
No. Let me tell you something. I went to the first screening to give notes, and I was nervous, so I brought a couple bottles of wine.
Right.
Leanne was with me. And the second the movie started, I started crying.
Oh, well, that's
sweet. I started crying, and I was like, this is so amazing. And then I started mouthing all my lines to the screen. I acted out the whole thing like it was Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I was laughing hysterically. I was laughing hysterically like Robert De Niro and Cape Fear in the front row.
That's a great reference.
Yeah. Have you been on a film before?
Yeah, movies before?
Is this
the next screening, they were like, can you please sit in the back row? You're really distracted.
Yeah. Was this the largest visual image you've seen of yourself on the big screen? Or have you been on the big screen before?
I've never been on the big screen. And man, luckily, I'm gaining weight right now so that when I watch it, I look skinny. So
okay. That's a great idea.
That's a good line.
What about here? I'm getting pushed home. You go ahead, push. You can ask the question.
I saw, you know, you had the Red Rocks gig, Bert, and congrats on that because that was insane.
Thank you.
But I saw the little video you put up on your socials. I just want to know if you ever went through with threatening to rub your junk on Jimmy Buffett's instruments.
Oh, my God. First of all, Red Rocks is amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was an amazing experience. Sold it out. I was like, it was – then you stay at Red Rocks. So they you can either get in the car and leave immediately, or you can stay for a couple hours while traffic leaves and have dinner.
Got it.
So I stayed, went out to the stage, smoked a joint, drank a beer by myself at like midnight. It was amazing.
Oh, cool.
And so the next day, I meet Jimmy Buffett, and I go, and he's like, hey, congratulations on selling out Red Rocks. And I was like, oh yeah, thanks. He was like, I heard you told some jokes about my equipment. I was like,
Because Jimmy was there either night, the night before and the night after. Bert.
Okay. Got it.
So they just left the stuff up on stage.
Oh, I got it. All right.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I didn't put my junk on any of your equipment. And he was like, yeah, I hope not. So I was like, no, I didn't.
Come Monday. There you go.
he was really cool. I was shocked how cool he was.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that video you put up on, so that was just insane to see 10,000 people at Red Rocks for that. That was crazy.
Wait, now did he rub junk on the equipment or not?
No,
he won't say.
No, I didn't. I hit him with the razzle dazzle too. Did you see that arm, the electric arm I had?
Yeah, that was very cool. The elbow brace was all lit up.
Oh, I got to see this then.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
That set me back $6,000. Oh. I had to fly out lighting guys from Macon, Georgia to operate that arm.
How long is this tour last? Are you going to stay out for a while now? Because you've been, obviously you're stuck inside during COVID, except for a couple drive-in shows and your movies. So are you starting to burn out yet on the road?
No, I think it'll last until I die. Okay. I'll probably be dead before it's over.
Okay.
No, it's we go till April. I'm out for one straight month, and then I'm home for a week, and then I go back out, and then I'm home Thanksgiving, back out home Christmas, and then out until April, and then I think I'm shooting a special. So it's all this materials, this stuff I'm putting on the new Netflix special.
Excellent. Excellent.
And then you'll call us when the Segura Kreischer project is public.
The second we know we can talk about it, I will call you immediately, and you're going to love it.
Well, first of all, you two together on screen is going to make me laugh anyway, so I'm looking forward to that, yeah. I want to see Bert. We're going to get you to talk about this now. is it a buddy picture? You two are friends in this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're acting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm a great actor, by the way.
I'm sure you are.
I believe you are. I can't wait to see them.
I mean, we're got that for a second.
Well,
by the way, there's no acting. I just play myself, and I act. I'm the worst. I had a kissing scene in The Machine, and I told the girl I kissed, I was like, I feel like I'm cheating on my wife.
Yeah.
She was like, no, this isn't cheating. I was like, no. Nah. The way I'm doing it, I think it is.
Yes, but then in that film, you're Bert, I assume.
And yeah, I'm Bert.
In the other one, do you have a different name? Are you Bert?
right now, it's I think it's Bert also.
Okay.
We used to get Bill Engvall crap.
The second they change the name, that's when my acting falls off. As long as my name's Bert, I can do it.
Well, we used to give Engvall crap about that, Bill Engvall, because he was in a ton of projects where his first name was Bill.
Hell, even his TV series,
he was Bill. Yeah. So you'd look when they call your name. That's what he said, actually. Bert Kreischer with us.
Let me tell you something. If I can put up the resume Bill Engvall is, I'm a success.
Of course, you are. Yeah, we love Bill. Yeah. So you bring in now Segura is obviously very successful in his own right. So was this like you having the power to say, hey, listen, I want to do another movie and I want my buddy Segura.
I want this guy.
Oh, I think ultimately what happened is I enjoyed The Machine. I enjoyed making The Machine so much. Yeah. Like, I had so much fun doing it. I just kept calling him the whole time going like, hey, man, we got to do a movie. We got to do a movie. You need to do this with me, because it's so much fun just to be like in the moment and say like, hey, let's just change this and make it this. And then everyone laughs and then you try it and it works. And I was like, man, he would love it. Because he's my favorite person to collaborate with and to laugh with.
Right, right.
And I just kept calling him the whole time, kept calling him. And then finally I just called him and I was like, hey, man, I'm setting things up. Let's see if it works. And we're on the path, I think, right now for it to work. So as soon as I know, I will let you know everything.
See, I would think a lot of stand-ups wouldn't like movies because they're not in complete control. You're used to being in complete control. Yeah. So that speaks to the quality of the people you worked with.
More
you must
people,
have trusted
you're
them.
You're on the big screen. People are going to see you, man. They're going to see you. More people are going to see you.
They were amazing. I mean, like for one of the first scenes, I was like, I don't know. It's just, I think it's not aggressive enough. Like, I feel like a comedy should punch you in the junk. And so I kept wanting it to be more aggressive and more hard hitting. And, right. and they were completely like throughout the entire movie, anytime I had an idea, they're like, yeah, we'll shoot it. And if it works better, you know, we'll put it in. And it, you know, watching the cuts, the movie's, I'm so in love with this movie because it's, I don't think it's what anyone expects it to be at all. And hopefully people get there and they receive that well, because it's awesome.
I'm not sure what you're doing now, Bert, on stage, but would this movie finally let you not have to do the bit on stage?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be telling that Machine story at my funeral, okay?
Man.
You can't just refer him to the movie?
You cannot do it, right?
After it comes out as a movie, there will be all new people that go, oh, my God, I want to hear him tell the real story.
Oh, that's right. Man. I forgot about that. Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. Try to name one comedian who has milked one bit more than me. I have milked this Machine story like a closeted dairy farmer in the 1930s.
I like the reference.
You're right. I can't come up with anybody.
Well, and plus they made a movie out of the bit, right, too. And you're right. Now people are going to want to see it on stage because they saw the movie. Oh, man. But
I am happy. I am grateful that anyone ever wants to see me do stand up.
Right.
And if the deal I make with my audience is they'll sit and listen to my new hour of material and I'll tell the Machine story at the end, I have no problem with it whatsoever.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Do we have an approximate release date on this movie? Any idea?
No, I don't think so. I think they're thinking of summer.
Oh, that's perfect. Man.
Okay.
The Bert Kreischer is in Sioux City, up the road from where we're sitting right now, on Sunday night at the Orpheum Theater. Two shows, 7 to 9:30, heading to our friends in Wichita in February. But those shows are sold out right now. You're all over the country. BertBertBert.com. Follow Bert on Twitter at Bert Kreischer. Love you, Bert. Thanks for waking up and doing this for us,
man. I love you guys. Right. I love you guys. I can't wait to be in studio with you.
All right. See you soon, bud. Take care.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So that's your broken wings, Nick, the Machine.
Yeah.
You could not do it, right?
A little different.
Sometimes you break into it the first 10 minutes, right?
All right. Yeah, that was brutal. Well, the whole time I'm saying it, then I'm like, what am I doing?
You know,
what
we all,
right.
Nobody
the
left,
Allen movie, you're going to have to budget for the music rights to Broken
yeah.
Wings.
Well, I think that would be a tough movie.
The thing about the Burt, the machine story, we heard that, I heard that first, we all did, right, in the studio. He told that story on the air when we first met Burt,
right.
And Colleen brought him up. Now, granted, Burt was starting to get pretty successful, but he was still just a road comic. In fact, he interviewed us for his podcast, which was still, to me, crazy. So we're on, it's like one of his original podcasts from years ago, but he told the story on the air. And at the point I'm thinking, he's just telling this great story. I didn't know it was a story he does on stage at that point. And that's what, 8-9 years ago, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I realized later on, he does it every night, and good for him, but I don't know how you do that. I'm not a stand up, but I don't know how you do that.
It's gotta be just an autopilot.
It is. And he feeds off the crowd.
Yeah.
Cause they yell, Burt, the machine,
yeah.
The machine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've heard him say that there was one night that he didn't do the story,
right.
And then he ended up telling it at the bar.
Yeah.
Because there was somebody that was disappointed.
Probably
in here,
12
and he didn't
times.
Want to let it down. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody gather around.
Well, they do that. I remember seeing an interview once with a guy that hosted a Springsteen show, and he was bitching at the fans that come in and don't want to hear any of the hits, you know, those kind of douchebags, because they see Springsteen a lot. And like,
oh, yeah, they want the deep track.
And he goes, don't play, man, they're going to play Born to Run again. And basically, that's the only thing Springsteen pretty much does every set is Born
to Run. That's entitled prick right there.
He's it totally.
I bought all your albums, and now play me something different.
And this was a host and a writer that writes a lot about Bruce. He called him out. He said, shut up. I said, there's like 1,000 people want to hear Born to Run tonight, at least in this crowd, probably more. So shut up. And the same with Machine now. I mean, that's his Born to Run. That's his Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
That's his Freebird.
Except it's a 13-and-a-half-minute bit.
He told me, he said he condensed it, though. Last time we talked to him, he's quicker at it, he said.
Yeah, the last time I saw him in on stage, it was still a solid 10, 12
minutes. You got to get to the story. Right?
Yeah.
That is weird for a stand-up, because a lot of times people don't want to hear the same stuff.
No,
in a
I don't.
Stand-up
right.
show.
I don't.
You never want to hear,
I don't.
Like, oh, I heard that joke.
I don't.
What's next?
But that's a great story. And yeah, people want to hear it.
I don't mind a joke thrown in from a comedian I know, but if it's a 15-minute story, you're right, I might go pee. And I love Bert.
Well, and when the last time I saw Bert do it on stage in a theater, it was the last.
Oh, that's right, the theater
it
show.
It was
yeah.
the last thing. We were at the early show. There was a late show. And I knew, looking at my watch, I'm like, this has got to be the last thing he's doing. And I almost just got up and beat the traffic.
I'll be quick, because we know the bit. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's a great bit, but I've seen it.
But all his other stand-up is hilarious. I mean, all
but I doubt he does it verbatim every night.
It's pretty close.
Only because he's pretty close, because he has to get all the jokes in, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. His specials, he doesn't do it now
no,
all the time. No,
no.
They're just a special with his shirt off.
No, I think like two specials ago, I think might have been the first one on Netflix, he did the whole hour. You see him say goodnight, and then they cut back, and he, you know, when I was 18, I fell, and then he just cut to black.
And that line makes people go crazy.
Yeah.
Live
yeah.
when he's like,
yeah.
I was involved with the Russian mafia. They go nuts.
I know.
Yeah. Then they just cut to black on the crowd going nuts, just to give you that hint that, yeah, he did it, but we're not going to show it to you here.
I love Bert. He's been so cool with us.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it, for the listeners, go to his, I think it was on his Facebook page, I saw it, that video that he put together of the Red Rocks show.
Okay.
Insane.
All right.
People tailgating, 10,000 people, and he's got an elbow brace because he had some surgery, and it's all lit up with like lights.
So on stage that show, he says, Jimmy Buffett's equipment's behind me. I'm going to run my junk on it. He says it on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Buffett says, I heard you're going to rub your junk on it. And you're lucky Buffett didn't have that straight face like he's serious. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the line, he said something about, you know, if you guys don't tell anybody, I'll whip my junk out and rub it on Jimmy's keyboard back here.
Oh, the keyboard.
Well, that'd been somebody in the band then. Jimmy wouldn't have the touch of that.
All right. So he bedazzled his elbow brace?
Yeah. Yeah, lit it up. He had like a little belt pack he had to wear to keep the thing lit up.
Oh. See, I was going to do that with my knee brace for our live show.
What happened?
Oh, I wasted all that money.
Tell us later.
Yeah, it got postponed.
Sorry about that.
That's what happened.
Yeah, wear it out on the golf course like that.
Yeah.
Did he show the IVs in that video too?
Yeah, I think there were some pictures or something. They were hitting the IVs, getting ready for the day at Red Rocks.
Oh. He parties hard. I think he has like people just on standby in the morning when he wakes up when he's on the road, just to like replenish his
lactate.
Yeah, that would be cool to try. Really would.
Yeah, I could use that at home.
Yeah.
What, an IV?
Yeah, the ones they bring in for drunks. There was Puss and I both watched. What show was that? They brought in.
It was Billions.
Well, yeah, it was Billions. One of the first season of Billions. They were all drunk and hungover. Yeah, you probably just saw the first season.
That's just a saline solution.
Yeah, but there's a company.
I think there's some other stuff. There's some vitamins.
There's more than that.
Yeah, it's like electrolytes.
Yeah. There's a company that does that in these cities.
Yeah,
they show up at offices
like $150 a pop or something, and they just.
I'm that far into.
Fix you up.
I just got 6 episodes to go on Billions.
Great show.
Do they offer that service in any of our towns?
I don't know.
Show up and hydrate you?
Don't know.
Because I assume that's mostly what that is.
Yeah.
Electrolytes and water.
And vitamins, a few other things.
Yeah, straight into the vein.
I prefer just a vodka the next day, but that'd probably be better for you.
Yeah, they're not going to put that in the IV.
they just put a shot of vodka in my IV. I'm feeling fine right now. I'm feeling fine right now.
I bet you somebody's tried that now.
Yeah, like Bert.
Sioux City, Bert's there this Sunday.
You're squeezing lime into your IV. Yeah.
Kathleen Madigan, that's next, right?
It is.
Right. Yep.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.